AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Edison International closes 55 cents from its high as pressure lags relative strength. EIX gained 5.3% in the week to 26 June and sits 0.7% below its 52-week high, but average volume and negative activity pressure keep confirmation measured. Research brief. Edison International finished the week at $75.67, up 5.3%, leaving the regulated electric utility near the top of its one-year range. The weekly trend signal remains active after 37 active weeks. Relative strength is positive, and the stock is outperforming both utilities and regulated electric peers. The caveat is confirmation. Volume was only 1.0x the 13-week average, and activity pressure remains slightly negative at -0.35. Key points. 1. EIX closed at $75.67, just 0.7% below its 52-week high of $76.22, and 12.2% above the weekly trend line at $67.47. 2. Momentum is constructive across key windows, with returns of 5.3% for 1 week, 8.2% for 4 weeks, 4.3% for 12 weeks, and 57.4% over 52 weeks. 3. The stock ranks well inside utilities and the regulated electric industry, while its own relative strength is positive at 14.41. 4. Volume was 13.3 million shares, broadly in line with the 13-week average of 13.0 million and below the 52-week average of 15.4 million, so participation has not expanded decisively. Range top move beats a mixed utilities backdrop. Edison International, the Rosemead-based holding company behind Southern California Edison, delivered a 5.3% weekly gain through 26 June, outpacing the U.S. utilities average of 1.9% and the U.S. regulated electric industry average of 2.9%. The four-week comparison is stronger. EIX is up 8.2% against 0.3% for the sector and 2.8% for its industry, placing it 7th of 43 regulated electric names over that window. The move leaves the stock at 98.1% of its 52-week range, only 55 cents below the $76.22 high. Price also stands 12.2% above the ShareMaestro weekly trend line at $67.47 and 21.4% above fair value at $62.33. That premium is evidence of demand, but it also raises the burden for continued follow-through if the range high is tested again. Trend signal remains active, but confirmation is not complete. The weekly trend signal is active with a 37-week active streak and 71.2% trend breadth across the past year. Momentum is aligned across timeframes, including a 30.6% 26-week gain and a 57.4% 52-week gain. Relative strength is positive at 14.41, while EIX ranks in the 76th percentile of 110 U.S. utilities peers on the current weekly read. The softer part of the setup is market dynamics. Activity pressure is still negative at -0.35, even though it has improved recently. And sector-level pressure remains narrow, with only 34.0% of U.S. utilities showing positive activity pressure. Volume also argues for restraint. 13.3 million shares traded last week, just 1.0x the 13-week average and 0.9x the 52-week average. Risk profile and what to watch next. Recent risk is moderate rather than quiet. 13-week weekly volatility is 3.4%, slightly above the 52-week base of 3.2%. The one-year split remains favorable at 33 positive weeks versus 19 negative weeks, with average up weeks of 2.7% compared with average down weeks of -2.2%. The next test is whether EIX can press through the $76.22 high with stronger participation and a positive turn in activity pressure. If volume stays average, while the fair value premium widens further, the stock may be more exposed to consolidation back toward the trendline area. For now, the evidence is constructive on price and relative strength, but only partly confirmed by market dynamics. Among regulated electric peers, EIX is participating in a stronger pocket that also includes Ameren, American Electric Power, DTE Energy, and IDACORP, all of which posted positive weekly and four-week returns with active trends. Industry trend breadth is healthier than the wider utility sector at 65.1%, while industry relative strength breadth is 53.5%. showing better peer support than the sector's 46.0% reading. That context matters because Edison's setup is not occurring in isolation. The group has enough trend support to validate the move. But low industry activity pressure breadth of 30.2% suggests buyers remain selective rather than broad-based. Research note, this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.